Draft Central is brought to you by Miller Lite.
Absolutely. And I told him that the other day. It's the same thing I told Josh, is that glad you're here, looking forward to your contributions, and we're counting on you. And, you know, Jordan, since the time he came last year, has been nothing but a positive. You know, he performed well in a preseason game. And I understand that's the fourth preseason game, and normally that's the second and thirds and back into the roster. But you still want people to show that they have upside and perform well. You know, there's people that make squads on that game. So that game is important, and he did well. He has been a backup in the league, obviously, in Cincinnati. So he knows what the weight of that position is and how to carry himself and how to contribute positively to the team in that role and to get himself ready to go every week in case there was an injury. So, yes, comfortable with him and excited about to see Jared on the field for longer than a week or two. You know, we brought him in to take a look at him, but we had to release him because we had other needs on the practice squad at the time, you know, depending on what had happened with our 53-man roster. So I told him when we released him we would like to bring him back, and we did. You know, I got to be honest with you, Rich. I'm more intrigued about how Mark matches up with Jay and Jordan and Jared. You know, I think we got three guys that all have traits that can continue to be developed. And you look at Jordan and Jared, they're both 6'5". They both have good arm strength. They're both intelligent. They both work extremely hard at being a very positive part of the team. So, to me, both those guys have developmental upside. And Jay is working his tail off to get better at everything he does. So that's what I'm most interested in. That's the theory, okay? I just did a little study. It's very interesting. That developmental theory doesn't hold a whole lot of water. There's entire classes of quarterbacks since 06. I went back and looked at from Jay's on when you termed people say developmental quarterback. So, you know, I want, okay, who has gotten developed? There isn't a single quarterback after the third round since 06 that has been a long-term starter. So you're either developing thirds, and most of them have been wiped out of the league. So to get a quality quarterback, you've got to draft them high. That 212 class is a blip on the radar that's unusual, highly unusual. Most of the starters in this league come from the first and second round. So that's where you need to take a quarterback. So when you talk about quarterback every year, they have to be somebody that you truly believe will beat out the second and the third quarterback that you perceive on your roster. And if not, history shows you shouldn't make that pick.
Draft Central is brought to you by Miller Lite.